How the Mighty Fall, and Why Some Companies Never Give In. Author, Jim Collins. History shows repeatedly that the mighty can fall. The Egyptian Old Kingdom and the Roman Empire, along with Athens and Rome, all fell. When you're at the top of the world, the most powerful nation on earth, the most successful company in your industry, the best player in your game, very power and success might cover up the fact that you're already on the path to decline. How would you know if you're falling? In other words, how do the mighty fall? Our research process, which involved looking at historical evidence created at the time before a company falls, shows that a company can look healthy on the outside, yet already be in decline, dangerously on the cusp of a huge fall. Having studied both sides of the coin, how companies become great and how companies fall, we've concluded that there are more ways to fall than become great. Assembling a data-driven framework of decline proved harder than constructing a data-driven framework of ascent. Even so, a staged framework of how the mighty fall did emerge from our data. The model consists of five stages that proceed in sequence. Stage 1. Hubris born of success. Great companies can become insulated by success. Accumulated momentum can carry an enterprise forward for a while, even if its leaders make poor decisions or lose discipline. Stage 1 kicks in when people become arrogant, regarding success virtually as an entitlement, and they lose sight of the true underlying factors that created success in the first place. When the rhetoric of success, as in, we are successful because we do these specific things, replaces penetrating understanding and insight, as in, we are successful because we understand why we do these specific things and under what conditions they would no longer work, decline will very likely follow. Luck and chance play a role in many successful outcomes, and those who fail to acknowledge the role luck may have played in their success, and thereby overestimate their own merit and capabilities, have succumbed to hubris. Stage 2. Undisciplined pursuit of more. Companies in Stage 2 stray from the disciplined creativity that led them to greatness in the first place, making undisciplined leaps into areas where they cannot be great or growing faster than they can achieve with excellence, or both. When an organization grows beyond its ability to fill its key seats with the right people, it has set itself up for a fall. Although complacency and resistance to change remain dangerous to any successful enterprise, overreaching better captures how the mighty fall. Stage 3. Denial of risk and peril. As companies move into Stage 3, internal warning signs begin to mount, yet external results remain strong enough to explain away disturbing data or to suggest that the difficulties are temporary or cyclic or not that bad, and nothing is fundamentally wrong. In Stage 3, leaders discount negative data, amplify positive data, and put a positive spin on the ambiguous data. Those in power start to blame external factors for setbacks rather than accept responsibility. The vigorous fact-based dialogue that characterizes high-performance teams dwindles or disappears altogether. When those in power begin to imperil the enterprise by taking outsized risks and acting in a way that denies the consequences of those risks, they're headed straight to Stage 4. Stage 4. Grasping for salvation. The cumulative peril or risks gone bad in Stage 3 assert themselves, throwing the enterprise into a sharp decline visible to all. The critical question is, how does its leadership respond? By lurching, or a quick salvation, or by getting back the disciplines that brought about greatness in the first place? Those who grasp for salvation have fallen into Stage 4. Common saviors include a charismatic visionary leader, a bold but untested strategy, a radical transformation, a dramatic cultural revolution, a hoped-for blockbuster product, a game-changing acquisition, or any number of other silver bullet solutions. Initial results from taking dramatic action may appear positive, but they do not last. Stage 5. Capitulation to irrelevance or death. The longer a company stays in Stage 4, repeatedly grasping for silver bullets, the more likely it will spiral downward. In Stage 5, accumulated setbacks and expensive false starts erode financial strength and individual spirit to such an extent that leaders abandon all hope of building a great future. In some cases, the company's leader just sells out. In other cases, the institution atrophies into utter insignificance. And in the most extreme cases, the enterprise simply dies outright. We found two versions of Stage 5. In the first version, those in power come to believe that capitulation offers a better overall outcome than continuing to fight. In the second version, those in power continue the struggle, but they run out of options, and the enterprise either dies outright or shrinks into utter irrelevance compared to its previous grandeur. Is there a way out? We do ourselves a disservice by studying only success. We learn more by examining why a great company fell into mediocrity, or worse, and comparing it to a company that sustained its success than we do by merely studying a successful enterprise. Furthermore, one of the keys to sustained performance lies in understanding how greatness can be lost. Better to learn from how others fell than to repeat their mistakes out of ignorance. All companies go through ups and downs, and many show signs of stage 1 or 2, or even stage 3 or 4, at some point in their histories. Yet stage 1 does not inevitably lead to stage 5. Just because you may have made mistakes and fallen into the stages of decline does not seal your fate. So as long as you never fall all the way to stage 5, you can rebuild a great enterprise worthy of lasting. Never give in. Never give in. Be willing to change tactics, but never give up your core purpose. Be willing to kill failed business ideas, even to shutter big operations you've been in for a long time, but never give up on the idea of building a great company. Be willing to evolve into an entirely different portfolio of activities, even to the point of zero overlap with what you do today, but never give up on the principles that define your culture. Be willing to embrace loss, to endure pain, to temporarily lose freedoms, but never give up faith in your ability to prevail. Be willing to form alliances with former adversaries, to accept necessary compromise, but never ever give up on your core values. Failure is not so much a physical state as a state of mind. Success is falling down and getting up one more time, without end. Whether you prevail or fail, endure or die, depends on what you do to yourself, then on what the world does to you.